Can we sit down? No interruptions. Open dialogue without judging. Dope discussions. Dope discussions. Talking real raw. Ain't no cutting. Open dialogue without judging. Dope discussions. Dope discussions. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it?
Here we are, yet again, having to really break down and expose the reasons as to why men are done, fed up, checked out, and why a lot of women are just doomed, okay? And I hate to put it in that manner, but that is what we are dealing with and facing. And until we get in alignment, we will continue to fumble and get humbled. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I appreciate you all for popping up with us, very impromptu style, all right? Very random. But I said, you know what? Let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it. Put a 2 in the chat, you all, if you can hear this.
We sat down at the table. The waiter comes and greets us, brings us some waters.
Could y'all hear him? Put a 2 if y'all can hear that video. We're going to hop right into this. Yeah, it's a mess. And I'm tired. Okay, I see the 2s. It's a mess, you all. And I am tired of a lot of the chicks out here complaining about how men don't want to date anymore. And men are not the same men as they used to be. And men are not, you know, trying to cater to a woman and take care of a woman and court a woman and wine and dine a woman. And when they do, y'all keep showing them why they shouldn't. So I just don't know. I don't know. Before I even get into that video, though, let me say this, okay? And again, y'all get the likes up. Complaining that men are not doing something that they clearly are doing, but you are messing it up, is not fair. It's not logical. It's not wise. It's so much wrong with what I am seeing and hearing and what I am having to really touch base on time and time again. Thank you, Will. I'm going to read that in a second, but I got to say this first, Will. Thank you, DB. Hold on. I'm going to read all y'all super chats. I appreciate y'all. Hold on, but I got to say this. Complaining about a situation that y'all are ultimately creating, it's just, it's stupid, it's backwards, it's counterproductive, and like I said, it's unfair, because y'all are the ones who are placing these men to be in these very compromising positions and then complaining that, oh, I don't understand why these men are treating me this way, or I don't understand why men do not want to settle down, and I don't understand why men don't want to go on dates. Look at what y'all do. Thank you, successful. Hold on, let me read what Will had to say, okay? And y'all get the likes up again. It says, let's not, hold on, my computer tripping. Let me do it this way. It says, let's not mess around. Here's channel support from OG Will heading to work. Preach. Shout out to all the hardworking men. And I want to say that too, Will. I want to say that too. And salute to all of y'all. I appreciate y'all. These men are not broke. I cannot stress that enough. Oftentimes, we also hear a lot of these females complaining about, oh, well, the reason why men don't want to go out on dates anymore, and the reason why men don't want to settle down anymore and wine and dine us anymore is because they're broke. They don't have no money. They don't have no this. They don't have no that. And so that is why they are not the same men. And that is why they can't do X, Y, and Z and 1, 2, and 3. And no. What did I just say? I said, y'all are forcing these men to treat y'all a certain way. Y'all are making these men, y'all are creating these situations and these scenarios for these men to dial it back, to cut you off, to be done with y'all. So we just cannot sit around and, you know, pretend like, oh my God, I just don't understand. Y'all are doing this. And like I said, it's absolutely unfair to blame everything on these men when y'all know exactly what the hell y'all are doing. And the issue, I'm going to say this, the issue that these women are having with a lot of these men of today is the fact that y'all are drawing lines. Y'all are saying, no, I'm not doing that anymore. That's the only difference. That's why they are complaining, Will, that y'all are not the same men. Y'all not masculine no more. Y'all not this no more. No. Their issue is y'all are not tolerating disrespect, neglect, having somebody take advantage of you blatantly. That's the difference. But these women, I mean, come on, y'all. They cannot be this damn oblivious to the facts. Oh, I didn't know. I don't know what happened. Do you? Are you really clueless, or are you just upset that the men see right through you now? And the men are holding you accountable now. That's the difference, y'all. But no, like, these men ain't broke. These men would like to wine and dine you. They would like to go out on dates and everything. But again, like I always say, y'all mess it up. And then y'all get fumbled and humbled. And now it's like, oh my God, I don't know. What happened to the real men? What happened to the authentic women? What happened to the real women? The solid stand-up women, the women that were deserving of the whining and the dining. Come on now. Let's not do too much. Thank you, DB. It says, D, Drizzle, Drizzle has hit China. Women are angry. Send me the link. I know y'all lying. Send me the link, DB. Thank you, Success. It says, dating is finessing for Western women. Oh, hold on. Because Successful, this video right here... I said, I don't want to hear ish else about, oh my God, these men don't want to date us, and these men don't want to wine and dine us, and these men. I don't want to hear it, because y'all are the ones who are forcing the hands of these men. Don't want to hear it. But we're going to get into it, because this was a whole finesse, Successful. A whole finesse. All right, hold on, y'all. My stuff is tripping. Oh, what did I just do? Okay, there it goes. Oh, that scared me. But let's get into this. And while I do this, you all get the likes up. Hold on. Okay, it was tripping. Did it do? It did not do it. Okay, let me do this, and y'all like the video while y'all wait for me to break this video down. But y'all know my computer a little bit janky. I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, let's do this. I just want to make sure everything is running smoothly. Did it do it? Fingers crossed. Okay, it did it. All right, let's get into it, you all. Let me X this out. Okay, let's get into it.
We sat down at the table. The waiter comes and greets us, brings us some waters. I go and use the restroom, you know, wash my hands, pee, make sure I don't have any boogers in my nose, just take care of business type shit. When I get back, my date said she ordered a couple appetizers for us to share. I'm like, cool, what'd you order? She names four. Yes, four different appetizers. I opened the menu up. I'm adding the prices together, doing the math. She damn near ordered $80 worth of appetizers. I'm still trying to keep it cool, though. So I'm like, wow, that seems like a lot of food. Are we just doing apps? She's like, no, let's get entrees too. We can share the apps. And then whatever we don't finish, we can take home. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you glutton. You gluttonous creature. You know I'm going to pay for the meal. You know I'm going to take care of it. But like, you're taking advantage of me.
I got to pause it. Because let's peep the game on this. This right here also illustrates the fact that these women are well aware of the type of men that they are dealing with. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this, you all. A lot of these chicks out here today will swear up and down that, again, men are broke, men are dusty, men are not masculine anymore, men are not trying to wine and dine and take care of women anymore. No, they know that that is not true. They know that. Like I said earlier, though, the difference is these men are not going for this bullshit. Let's just keep it plain. These women absolutely know that the type of men that they swear up and down do not exist. They do. They exist. They're just not going to tiptoe around. They're just not going to allow you to try to finesse them. That's the only difference. So, yes, these women know that, yeah, these are some stand-up gentlemen. He's going to pay for it. He's not just going to have me out here, you know, by myself, dried out like that. Like, he gonna handle it. Let's peep the game, you all. If women really were under this impression that men don't got it, men are broke, right? Men are not men anymore. Why in the hell is it this ongoing theme of women going out on these dates with these sad men that, again, are broke, ain't gonna pay for nothing, dust and all that, and then ordering it up? If they really have it in their mind, man, he gonna leave me with this damn bill. Man, he broke. Man, he ain't got it. These men ain't doing this no more. These men ain't take care of that no more. Why are they doing that then? It's because they know y'all still exist. They do. Thank you, Rajay. Thank you, Successful Again. Hold on, I gotta break this down. We gotta peep the game. See, a lot of these women out here, unfortunately, they are doing a terrible job at using reverse psychology. The goal is to have it be this narrative that is pushed that, oh, these type of men don't exist anymore. The type of men who go out of their way to be chivalrous and to look out for you and take care of this and take, they don't do that anymore. Those men are just done. Men today, bro, dusty, musty, crusty, rusty, you name it. That way, when a man does take interest or does want to go out on a date or whatever the case may be, he'll have it in his mind, oh, I have to show and prove to her that men like me do exist. So they know. Long story short, these bitches be knowing. Let's just keep it plain, okay? They know. They know they lied and they know that they cap. But the objective and the goal is to twist it and spin it around on y'all, fellas, so that you can try to show and prove yourself to her. Oh, I'm different. But see, where they're messing up is they didn't even have to use this whack-ass reverse psychology. You know what I mean? Like, the men are going to do that anyway. However, you have to be a deserving woman. You have to be a worthy enough woman. That is where they're missing the mark. So it's not that these men don't exist and they don't want to do these things. It's just that what type of woman, what's the quality of you as a woman to make a man want to do such a thing for you? That's the only thing. It's the only thing. But again, if I use enough reverse psychology and manipulation tactic on you, this is the objective, y'all. I need y'all to understand. It's going to get you to not only allow me to take advantage of you, but it's also going to place you in this mode of, you know, doing whatever it is that I see fit for you to do for me. Right? So, for example, these chicks out here, little do they tell y'all, they absolutely know that men do want to wine and dine women that are deserving, right? They're going to leave that deserving part out, though, you know. They know that men are out here being providers, being protectors, being leaders, being teachers, being great quality masculine stand-up men. They know that men are doing that. But the objective is to really try to use that reverse psychology to drive those points home so that you can really do that, so I can really take advantage, and also for you not to call me out on my BS if just so happen it, you know, comes a point to where, you know, I'm doing too much. So yeah, I'm going to say, you know, men today, they don't really do this anymore. They don't really do that anymore. And then lo and behold, it's like, okay, let me show her that I do this. Oh, and on top of that, you know, men, they just, they're a little stingy and greedy. And I just feel like they do too much when it comes to, like, you know, calling women out. And I feel like with a real man, he wouldn't mind a woman doing this, that, and the third to him. See how they try to push the envelope? See, a real man, he wouldn't really mind being taken advantage of. Don't you agree with that? You know? And they wouldn't really say it in that way, but in so many words, that's what they're alluding to. They're alluding to, you know, men today, they don't wine and dine. They don't take care of. They don't provide. They don't protect. And they don't do this. And they don't do that. And they don't allow a woman to just get away with murder anymore, you know, because I really just feel like a real man would allow a woman to just, you know, get away with it. You know, just do whatever she wants. You know, don't you agree that, you know, women deserve that? And y'all are supposed to be in this mind of, well, yeah, you're right. So let me show you that, yeah, good quality men like that do exist, and I'm him. But where they fell short, you feel me, Emmanuel? Where they fell short is, it's a different time. It's a new breed of men. The mind games and manipulation, finesse tactics, they don't work no more. They only go so far. So yes, I'll take you out. Yeah, I'll foot the bill. Yeah, I'll do this because I'm a man, right? I'll do that. But where I draw the line is when you are blatantly disrespecting me and trying to play me for a fucking fool, because this is not that. Long story short, men have boundaries now. That's the difference. That's where a lot of these women are like in a frenzy. Because wait a minute. What do you mean you're drawing the line here? Like, yeah, you said though that you were gonna take care of this and you were gonna pay for that, and you were gonna, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. But what you're not gonna do is this. And that's what a lot of chicks are not accustomed to. They not. Get the likes up, y'all. We can hit 700, 600 first. The boundaries is the missing link. That's the missing puzzle that a lot of women are just thrown off by. Your desire for pussy, your desire for pretty, your desire to be validated by a woman and all of those different things, that was supposed to be enough to keep you on this hamster wheel, trying to prove yourself and do the most for me. Men today don't give a fuck. That's the new part. Like, yeah, you know, I desire a woman that's attractive, and, you know, yeah, sex will be nice, but bitch, I'm not going to sacrifice my sanity and my peace of mind, my resources and my money to gain access to that. No, it ain't that serious to me. The boundary. That's the missing part. But we're going to continue, though. Let me get to some of these super chats first, but I have to call that out because that is very, very telling. He said, yeah, because you know that I'm going to pay for it. You know I'm going to, you know, take care of it. And yes, fellas, they do know. But they try to play on y'all head top and use this whack-ass reverse psychology on y'all. Like, oh, men don't do this. And that's supposed to make y'all do it. But again, y'all's going to do that shit anyway. The difference is it has to be within reason, and it has to be for a woman that's deserving. We're going to get into it. Thank you, Rajay. It says, crying about the reaction and consequence of their BS is hilarious. Ain't it stupid? It's so hypocritical. So hypocritical. Ridiculous. But thank you so much, Rajay. Thank you, Successful Again. It says, I would have left right then. And you know what? I think, how can I word this and put this? I think because a lot of men have been so gracious with women in the past, they would continue to try this bullshit. I'm like, oh no, he'll do it. Because here's the thing, you all of this men having boundaries and standards and men cutting women off and men being done with disrespect and neglect and all that, that's very new. That's only become a thing within maybe the past couple of years or so. It has not been this ongoing thing for a long time of men saying, nah, bitch, you got me fucked up. It wasn't that. For a long time, it was, oh, you know, I'm a man, so it is what it is. I can take it. You know, she just being a woman. You know, y'all would make excuses for abuse. Let's just keep it plain. Y'all would actually make excuses for women to take advantage of you and walk all over you. Like, oh, she just a woman, and oh, she just her feelings, or oh, she just didn't know no better. And you know, I'm a man, so it is what it is. Like, y'all would do that. So that's why they push that envelope like that. But see, Successful, they don't really understand that this new breed of men will cut you the fuck off. They will walk away. They will get up from the damn table and say, you know what? You got it. You got it. And yeah, I was going to take care of it, but I see you trying to play on my head top. No, we good. They're not used to that. Hold on. Thank you, Scorpion. It says the 4B movement is now... Scorpion. Now, Chris, we gotta stop. Okay? We got to stop. All right? I don't have time for this. Look, we have not even been live for 25 minutes. So just please. And yes, I do have my backup on deck today. All right, so I will call the police on y'all if y'all get too out of order. Amen, amen. But let's continue, you all, because there's so many different levels and layers to this. A lot of women know and understand that masculine men who are going to provide, who are going to look out for you, they do still exist, which is why they take advantage like this in the first place. Okay? And a lot of these chicks are creating these very environments and situations that they are complaining about. Y'all said that these men don't want to do this, that, and the third for you, but bitch, you're the reason why they don't. Men didn't just wake up one day like, yeah, you know, fuck these bitches. No. You had to be a bitch first. Okay? So, yeah, let's simmer down. I'm going to take it back a little bit, though. Okay.
I'm going to take care of it, but like, you're taking advantage of me. You're overindulging on purpose. And for me, it's not about the bill. It's about the principle. Like, there's a way to go about things, and ordering 4 appetizers while I'm in the bathroom isn't how you do it. Cause it's like, I'm on this date to get to know you, and it seems like you're trying to get to know this menu on my dime. The food ended up being really good. Like, I liked everything we got, but I knew this was going to happen. She got her entree, ate a couple bites, and then asked for a to-go box. I was fuming. She 2-for-1 me. She got dinner for tonight and lunch for tomorrow, all paid for by yours truly. I'm not a charity. I'm not a charity. I promise you, she will never hear from me again. That was her last meal. I hope she enjoyed it.
Whoopsie. Not you got cut off, bitch. Not you had your last supper. Not you had your death row meal. I know you lying. I know, and what blows me is the fact that these are the very type of men that y'all would swear up and down don't exist. These are the very type of men that you would love to marry, that you would love to have your family with. They right there, bitch. But your hunger, your starvation, your desperation, it's just like blocking the damn blessing. I mean, you just, let's take it back, y'all. Let's take it back. I got shit to say. Hold on.
Take care of it, but like, you're taking advantage of me.
You know I'm going to take care of it. but you're taking advantage of me. That is the new mindset and mode that men are in. It's like, yeah, I'm a man, bitch, but you're not gonna do me like that because I am a man. You're not gonna say, oh, you know, well, you're a man, so you're gonna handle the bill, and you're the man, so you're gonna provide. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. But don't use my nature as a masculine, providing, protecting man to your benefit and use it against me. Like, you won't do that part, though. That's where the men have drawn the line. This is why the men are fed up and done with y'all ass. Y'all keep doing the same shit over and over again to the very men who are at least still trying. Can we go there for a second? The men that are still out here in the field. Mm-hmm. The men that are still actively out here in the field in real time, like, you know what? I want to get to know this woman. That's what he said. I want to get to know her. I want to see where this can go. I'm looking to settle down. I'm looking for a wife. I'm looking for a family. I'm looking for somebody to love. You have men out there still doing this shit. And y'all are taking advantage of them. Y'all are turning them off. Y'all are turning them into passport bros and bachelors. So shut the fuck up. That's what really pisses me off. It pisses me off that you have men out there that are still trying, who have not fully given up, who have given up. This could have been somebody's fucking husband. And he like, nah, I'm done with it. And the next woman that he does try to get to know, I'm pretty sure he's going to be very skeptical about, you know, her intentions. And that's what's sad to me. Y'all are not only messing it up for yourselves, but you're messing it up for the other women out there who may be his perfect match. But he'll never know because he's like, nah, this bitch just hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, that pisses me off. Then y'all want to be mad when, why these men don't want to do this no more? They just want to go on coffee dates. Seriously? This bitch ordered $80 worth of appetizers so her broke, hungry ass could have food for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Did not even try to get to know this man. Let's listen.
You're overindulging on purpose. And for me, it's not about the bill. It's about the principle.
It's not about the bill. It's about the principle. Oh, can we please break that part down? The reason why these men do not, I repeat, do not, they refuse to go out here in this dating market, taking care of everything, doing everything, going above and beyond on everything, it is not because they are broke. I cannot stress that the fuck enough. I am so sick and tired of hearing women talk about, that's because these niggas broke today. So the reason why these men today want to go 50-50 and the reason why these men don't want to pay 100% is because they just broke. And the reason why they don't want to go out on dates because they just broke. And the reason why they just broke. These men got it. Please believe me. The issue has always been, though, doing the most for a female that clearly does not respect you, value you, appreciate you in what you're doing, and that is taking advantage. So these men are dialing it back, not because they're broke, but to protect themselves from becoming broke from bitches like you. Let's be abundantly clear about this. Now, shout out to the authentic stand-up women. I'm not talking about you, sis, but it's way too many brokies in my Lotto voice out here looking for snacks and lunch and dinner for the next 4 days. So yeah, I gotta really be mindful about how I spend my time. I really got to be mindful about how I spend my money, how I'm going about trying to get to know this woman. Yeah, look, just all kind of shit. Y'all laughing. I'm dead ass it. Looking for Scooby snack ass bitches. I need men because y'all, that's why. But it's not because they're broke. What did he say? He said, it's not even about the money. It's about the principality, bitch. I got the money. These men ain't broke. I promise you these men are not broke. I promise you that. But how can I secure myself, protect myself? How can I make sure that this woman is in it for genuine reasons and not just because she needs a Scooby snack? Not just because she's not having any money for lunch break on Thursday. It's not about the money. It never was. Y'all laugh, but I'm so serious. We can hit 800, 700 first. So I love that he pointed that out. First thing first that he pointed out that I love is the fact that he said, look, you know I'm going to take care of it. Yeah. These men out here, they're going to take care of that shit. Contrary to what y'all be saying, oh, these men don't want to do nothing. These men don't want to do nothing. These men got it. They taking care of it. Especially if they find interest in you, they got it. Okay, so I love that he said that. I also love that he said that it's not about the money, it's about the principle. Y'all are out here blatantly disrespecting these men and letting it be known that, yeah, nigga, I'm only here for what I can get out of you, not for you. You're taking advantage of me. That's disrespectful. Because let's say this to y'all, and I'm going to read the rest of y'all super chats in a second, and I appreciate y'all so very much. Let's be clear. These guys understand the climate. So even the men out here who are still actively dating and trying to get to know women and, you know, settle down and everything of that sort, they are absolutely aware of how women are maneuvering today with being selfish and greedy and needy and poor and broke and starving and hungry and thirsty. Like, they know. So for them to still say, you know what, but I think she's different and I want to give her a chance, that's speaking volumes about his feelings about you, his opinion about you, and so on and so forth. So if a man still does just so happen to want to go out on a date with you, want to get to know you, you need to be really appreciative and really doing your best to sell yourself to that man. And I know we deal with a lot of I am the prize ass females, when in all actuality you're not. Okay, you're broke and hungry, but we're gonna do it over there. I'm not gonna do too much. And so they feel like, oh no, I ain't gotta prove shit to no man. He see me, I'm the prize. He needs to be chasing up behind me. He could be splurging on me, trying to show and prove himself to me to see why I should be choosing up on him. But let's be honest. Thank you, Perry. Hold on. Let's be honest. What did I just say? I said a lot of these men, they got it. They're not broke. They got the money. A lot of them are more well off than a lot of y'all, which is why y'all are trying to take advantage in the first place. Y'all see these men out here thriving like, oh, damn, let me get a piece of that, because clearly he all right. Right? So, ladies, if a man is aware of this climate and he's still taking some kind of interest in you, don't take that lightly. Don't take that for granted. Don't take advantage of that. Say, you know what? Yeah, let me go ahead and let me hold on tight to this. Let me make sure that I am pouring into this so it can blossom and grow into something. You don't say, oh, well, let me just nuke it while I got it, because ain't no telling how long I'm gonna have it for. So let me order my pizza and my veggie wraps and my finger, what chicken fingers. And don't do all of that. Because for him to even go out on a date with you in this economy, in this environment and this climate, that speaks volumes. And I really hate how y'all are really forcing even the men who want relationships to not want relationships. Show and prove your value. Y'all not doing that shit. That's why the men don't want to date. That's why the men don't want to go out. That's why the men don't take y'all serious. It's not because they're broke, sweetheart. It's because you are. And you're so broke and hungry and desperate that you're like just disrespectful with the taking advantage of these men. So it's like, oh, hell no. Nah. That's the difference though. But let's continue. Hold on.
The principle, like, there's a way to go about things, and ordering 4 appetizers while I'm in the bathroom isn't how you do it.
Yeah, you being sneaky at that point. You know what the fuck you doing. Oh, he in the bathroom. Okay, so I'm gonna order this for Tuesday, and then I'm gonna order this for lunch on Thursday. What else?
Because it's like, I'm on this date to get to know you, and it seems like you're trying to get to know this menu on my dime.
That part right there, to me, it really spoke volumes about men and women's difference in objectives, if you will. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be real about it, because I understand. I know why a lot of men are fed up and done. A lot of these chicks out here, they know too, but they gotta play dumb so they don't look dumb. But let's just, a lot of these chicks, unfortunately, even the ones who are trying to act right and come back to the table and do things the correct way and stuff of that sort, a lot of them are only doing that because they are broken hungry. They're only doing that out of desperation, out of need, out of necessity, right? Now, you do have a select few of them that's genuine, right? But just to be honest, you all, let's really break down the difference. A lot of these chicks, I'm going to just put it to y'all plain. They don't give a fuck about a man. They don't. Thank you to Main Lion. They don't. Women, unfortunately, have always been very greedy and selfish, self-centered in that regard when it came to relationships. And honestly, if I'm going to be completely transparent, they still are. That's why I brought up the fact that even the ones who are trying to come back to the table and do things the right way and, you know, turn over a new leaf and I get it now and I want to be a good woman now, I've been delivered. Even they are only doing that, a lot of them, not all, because of their own self-interest, their own greed and need for stability and security, right? So I'm saying all of that to say that a lot of the men had more pure intentions when it came to relationship building, family building, way more than the women did. And that's just being completely honest. I mean, even if we just look at things on surface value, face value, right? The man is out here busting his ass to provide for a woman, possibly children, himself. Like, to be a man is to be selfless. You're taking on all of these different responsibilities, all of these different loads, you know, for the sake of the family unit, the family foundation and structure, right? Whereas a woman is like, well, I'm only here for real for what you got, for what you can do for me. And a lot of women, and I love to use this term GMO, a lot of women, even though that's in our nature to look for a man that can provide and protect and, you know, take care of us. We're very GMO in that regard. We're very genetically modified and modern day with that bullshit. So where it's like, you know, yeah, I need a man that can provide for me and protect me, but he better not be looking for me to replenish him. He better not be looking for me to, you know, speak life into him and, you know, reciprocate and appreciate, because I'm the prize. I don't do all of that. He should just be so lucky that I'm here. That's the thought process. That's the mentality of a lot of these chicks out there today, even though it is in our nature to look for men who can provide and protect. But since we're GMO, we also are looking to take advantage. What man is going to give me the most while receiving the least, not demanding anything in return? That's where y'all missed the mark. We can hit 900, 800 first. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Some real talk with your little big sis. And I appreciate y'all so very much for being here. Thank you all for your donations and everything. I'm going to read all that in a second. But I got to break these things down. Because, again, I see the difference. I see the difference in motives. I see the difference in objectives. I see the difference in approaches, everything. And I got to call out the comparisons and the contrast of it all. Women were going into relationships and still are going into relationships for the pursuit of having leverage, being able to have control and take advantage. We don't give a fuck about these men. I don't care to get to know you. I don't care to replenish you. I don't care to restore you. What you got? What is it that you're ready and willing to just give to me so freely and effortlessly that I don't have to do too much to obtain? So when he says, look, I was trying to get to know you, and you trying to get to know the damn menu, again, let's peep the game. The objectives are different. A lot of these females out here's objective is to take advantage, to be selfish, to be greedy, to extract, while these men are genuinely trying to build something of substance. And I'm going to be brutally honest with this when I say this, but I have to. And fellas, I hope y'all don't take offense to what I'm getting ready to say, but y'all know I got to be real with your little big sis. I'm going to always be real with you, okay? I genuinely and honestly feel, as a woman, I'm just speaking my mind as a woman, okay? Y'all could be wrong. Y'all could correct me if I am. But I feel the reason why a lot of y'all have become very guarded and heartless and ruthless even when it comes to women disrespecting you or neglecting you and taking advantage of you, is because y'all feelings were severely hurt. And that is not to make it seem like y'all are just so soft and, you know, y'all just bitch made and all of that. No. As men and women, we all have feelings. And due to you all being men, we do live in this world to where you are taught to not show emotion or to not have emotion outside of anger. You know what I mean? Outside of being this macho man and, you know, y'all can't faze me and all that. But when it comes to you having a sensitive side as far as being emotion in regards of sadness, pain, hurt, anything of that sort, it's like, oh, nah, they can never be. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, just a little bit, says I know a lot of y'all are just so fucking checked out and done and ruthless and heartless when it comes to, you know, a lot of women today, because you have gotten your feelings shattered. Your heart has been completely obliterated and broken. And it's like, damn, like, I really wanted to get to know you. I really had feelings for you. I really loved you. I really liked you. You know? And so to find out that these women out here were only in it for a meal, or only in it to get a bill paid, or only in it for you to, you know, boost her up and polish her up so she can go out in the streets to the guy that she really wanted to be with, or just to be a reckless ran through hoe. Like, that has to fucking hurt. And I know that that is probably a huge reason why a lot of men are just like closed off, because you got your fucking heart broke. Okay. You were sad. It hurt your feelings. And I see y'all in the comments, oh, you ain't lying. I know I'm not. You know, and there's nothing wrong with a man, you know, showing his emotions in that way. You know, it's okay to say, yeah, you hurt my feelings. Yeah, you broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just a part of you being a human. And also, it's a part of you being able to accept things for what it is so that you can move on from it and evolve from it and learn from it. That's what it's all about. But yeah, like I'm saying, I would like to say this. A lot of these females out here are complaining about men being so ruthless and being so heartless and being so closed off and being so checked out when they are the ones who are responsible for these men behaving in that manner to begin with. Y'all are the ones who broke these men's heart when they clearly had a genuine interest in getting to know you, trying to build something with you, establish something with you. Like, y'all are doing this. And so when these men cut off and shut down, you can't say shit. You can't be mad at anybody but yourself. Or here's another level to the conversation, or with your sisters. Whoopsie. Y'all get the likes up. Y'all, we should have at least 722 likes. Okay. I'm going to check in a second. But I got to say this as well. And this is personally why I get so upset when, excuse me, when I see women out here trying to come at me sideways, like, why you always making it seem like these men? And why you always making it seem like these women? And why you always? The reason why I get so pissed off at the women out there that try to come at me sideways is because, chick, if you really could take a step back and really analyze what the fuck it is that I'm doing, you would be like, you know what, sis? I rock with you. I support you. I see you. I'm going to stand with you. Because all I am doing, peep the game, all I am doing is holding a mirror up to a lot of these chicks out here to let them know what they are doing wrong, where they're coming up short, and how they are pretty much dismantling relationships, turning men off in a way so they can clean this shit up, do better, and so that hopefully the deserving quality women can be exposed to these men, and then, you know, they can get with them, get with those women. But if we're just gonna sit back and allow this bullshit to keep on going, we're not gonna call our sisters out for being reckless, ran through hoes. We're not gonna call our sisters out for being selfish and greedy and needy. We're not gonna call these women out for taking advantage and, you know, being disrespectful and neglectful. We're not gonna do any of that. Well, guess what happens? All of the men get turned the fuck off from all of y'all. So you actually should be over here with me, sis, calling this shit out. Because a lot of y'all out there are still single by yourself, broke and hungry, no shade. So if anybody, you should be the main one on the front lines, right alongside my ass right here, talking about, oh yeah, get this shit together, ladies. Because I'm telling y'all, these men are checking out and done. Yes, the good ones. The men who will pay $80 for a fucking appetizer. Because guess what? He still paid for that shit, though. So coming at me sideways, when all I'm trying to do is, you know, try to correct some things and get things back in order so that the men can at least check for your ass, it's crazy to me. Yeah, that's crazy. For y'all to be attacking me is crazy. Why you always? Would you rather me just shut the fuck up? And then, you know, have these men really believe that it's no change? Would y'all rather me just sit idly by and have all these men turn into DBNX? Oh, these hoes ain't shit. Oh, these bitches ain't shit. Oh, these women are lost cause. They made their bed. We done. Would y'all rather me do that? And DBNX, if you ain't here, I'm just picking at you. But yeah. Y'all need to be out here having a louder voice than mine. Because I already got my husband, bitch. So, let's be honest. Let's be real about what we're seeing out here. Call that out. Correct it. So that men can see, oh, okay, well, it is some women out here who, you know, are quote unquote holding the line, right? Ain't that what y'all say? Let's not completely give up because it's still swimming out here who understand, who get it. The problem has been that too many of us have been quiet. Oh, they ain't my business. Let these women do what they want to do. It is what it is. Like, now y'all suffering right along with their ass. And yes, even y'all quote unquote good women. You suffering too, sis? If all men start to believe that all women ain't shit, all these females are the same. You think you're not going to be thrown in the fire right alongside them? You are. So y'all need to be speaking the fuck up more than me.
The food ended up being really good. Like, I liked everything we got, but I knew this was going to happen. She got her entree, ate a couple bites, and then asked for a to-go box. I was fuming. She 2-for-1 me. She got dinner for tonight and lunch for tomorrow, all paid for by yours truly. I'm not a charity. I promise you she will never hear from me again. That was her last meal. I hope she enjoyed it.
Paula Ting Ting, I hope you enjoyed it. It's sad. It's sad that you have men out here who still have hope, who are still giving y'all hoes a chance. And y'all don't even see the glory in that. Pretty soon y'all are gonna be right when y'all say ain't no good men left. In the sense of how y'all are saying good men. Because these men still solid. They still good quality men. They just don't want to deal with y'all ass, which makes them quote unquote bad, right? But pretty soon you're going to be right in that regard. There's not going to be any quote unquote good men out here who want to settle down. And it's already looking like the beginning of the fucking end. When it's 2030 again, shit, are we already there? Y'all talking about 2030, shit, it's looking like 2025. This brother said, I was genuinely trying to get to know her. And all she was trying to do is get a meal for today and tomorrow. And y'all really complaining. What a husband's at though? What a good man at though. What a man who want to take a woman out though. Right the fuck there. Here he was. Look at his face. He done. Yep. Hope you enjoyed it. No more mozzarella sticks for you, bitch. Hope it was good. Hope it was worth it. Come on now. They was right here. Your hungry, hungry, hippo ass. I just know you mad. And y'all know what's even crazier? Y'all laughing, I'm so serious. This is the type of brother who will be settled down with a woman. Living his best life with a woman. Taking care of a woman. Children, everything. And that same hungry, hungry, hippo, mozzarella cheese stick ass bitch that was trying to take advantage, gonna be sitting there. Man, that could have been me. That could have been my husband. Girl, do you know he paid $80 for appetizers, and that wasn't even including what we really had gotten after that, the main dish. He paid for that, the drinks, everything, girl. And you know what I'm saying? He had a good time. He had a good personality. He didn't complain about it. But I never heard back from him, though. I wonder the fuck why. Y'all laughing? This is not a drill. These same hungry hippo, mozzarella cheese stick assholes, a year later, oh my God, that was my husband. He ain't called me back. He ghosted me. I wonder why, bitch. I wonder why he ghosted you. See, the men have actually turned the tables around now. It used to be a thing to where the women would, you know, ghost the men. I hit them up when I feel like it. I hit them up when I'm hungry again. I hit them up. Now these men, they're like, nah, bitch. The number you have dialed, looking as what? Did this nigga change his number? Did he block me? Did he leave me on red? That's the worst shit. To be left on red is crazy. Especially if you think you cute. Nigga, do you leave me on red? I say, hey, how you doing? Red. A red receipt is crazy. Hold on. Thank you, Haka. It says, these hoes theme song is, I'm hungry like a wolf. You know what, Haka? I don't have time for you. Not today, sis. Not today. Thank you, Jonathan. It says, all it takes is one time out to take that L, bro. Mini golf and nachos at best for the first link. And I dare you to say no. Oh, whoopsie. Golf. Nachos. Nigga, I am not trying to get no nacho cheese under my new nails. What I look like? If you don't take me to get no motherfucking lobster, steak, oysters. Come on now. This is why. But see, Johnny, what they gonna say is, oh, well, the reason why is because y'all broke. That's what they gonna say, Jonathan. Oh, well, he wanna take me for nachos because these niggas ain't got no money like that. He want me to get nacho cheese because this nigga ain't got no cheese. Cause a real man, he don't mind me, you know, telling him what I like to eat. See, I like sushi. I don't want no motherfucking tacos and nachos and shit. Yeah, that's what they're gonna say, Jonathan. You broke. Lo and behold, you do have the money. Like, I wouldn't y'all understand that. These men do have the money. They have to get to know you first. They have to develop some kind of connection with you first. That's the difference, and that's why they mad. Thank you, Johnny. It says 2035 years away will be here sooner than later. Men should get our popcorn and watch the show. Lord have mercy. This is not a drill. It's not a drill. It's not. DB says, D, concerning that you are once said, wait a minute. Did I say that? Let me see. D, concerning that you once said that these women are not going to be satisfied to 100% of us men are done with them. It's not just me. You the main one, though, okay? You the leader, so shut up, DB, okay? Just shut up. I don't want to hear shit else. Look, I don't got time for him. I don't. I don't. Come on now. Hold on. Did I get the rest of y'all? Let me filter. Fan funding. Hold on. Who is this? Successful says, for me, patience allows me to see the motives. Okay, great point. And that's something else we can really dive into. A lot of these chicks out here successful would say things to the effect of, you know, men today, they want to waste your time. They want to string you along. You know, they want you to wait all these years, do this and the third. And the reason why, ladies, is because of the fact that when men have moved on y'all's time, what did it get them? But finessed. So when these men are taking it slow, and yeah, the first date may be nachos, bitch. The first date may be coffee, whatever. I don't know. I don't drink coffee. Don't give me no damn coffee, okay? Maybe I'll get a sweet tea. Give me a sweet tea. I don't want no damn coffee. My heart start beating fast and shit. I just can't do coffee, okay? Stain your teeth and shit. I don't got time, okay? But, well, mine ain't gonna stain because, you know, whatever. But nonetheless, though, yeah. That is why they're taking it slow. It's a gradual buildup. It's a thing to where, you know, we're going to take our time so I can get to know who you are, what your real intentions are, what your real personality is, what your real motive is. That's why, ladies. It ain't the men's fault that you wanted to wait till you was damn near 40 years old to settle down. Now you got to hurry up. I ain't got time to be waiting 2 years, nickel. I ain't got time to be waiting 5 years, nickel. Well, whose fault is that? Because y'all want to be reckless, ran through assholes and have whole phases that lasted 20 years. I mean, why y'all mad? I get so mad about that. Thank you, Grady. It says, if they were fit, feminine, and friendly, like hashtag cooking with Kaya, we'd have no problem being the provider and protector they're looking for. Hashtag sacking money. You sacking the money or you stacking the money? Maybe both. Shit, you got the sack and the stack. I ain't mad at you, Grady. But let me say this, though. I get so irritated at these females talk about, these men need to hurry up. What you mean a man need to take his time to get to know us? Now? We ain't got time for all that. Well, you should have did life right. That's so irritating. It's so irritating. And they would say that I'm out of touch and I don't know what I'm talking about and this, that, and the third when I say that, no, a man should take his fucking time. Give it a few years. Give it a couple of years. You can't know nobody in 6 months. You can't know nobody in even a fucking year. But when I talk like that, it's like, oh, no, you been a pygmy. And you set women back. Am I? Or did you set yourself back by waiting till you was 35 to want to settle down? To try, and not even settle down, to look for somebody to settle down with. Because what I'm saying is actual, you know, logical advice. Tell somebody to get to know somebody and, you know, take your time with somebody. Like, how is that a bad thing? I didn't say for a man to take 10 years and 15 years and 20 years. But, yeah, 2 to 5 years is cool. 2 to 5 years is cool. But a lot of these chicks have a problem with that because they already fucking old. They already phased out. Their life is already in shambles, so they don't have 2 to 5 years to waste, quote unquote. But if y'all would have did life the right way the first time, instead of being reckless, ran through assholes, you would have been good. You would have found your man at 20, settled down with him at 22, 25, and been good. You would have found your man at 25. You know what I'm saying? Settled down, had a family at 27, 30, whatever. But no, that's not what y'all want to do because you lit. Do y'all know how many times I heard females say, I was young and turnt. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't want to be settled down with this nigga. And he was great. Countless stories. And y'all know what's crazy? I heard these stories from women who are not even 30 yet. Hold on, let me get into it. Thank you, Perry. It says, this nation, USA, is so bad. Aliens by drive. What? By drive-by? With the windows up? You all know I'm telling the truth. Hashtag strong, independent man 2025. What are you talking about, aliens? Now, Perry, what the hell are you talking about? Don't confuse me. You talking about them damn drones that's been flying around? I don't know. They may be aliens. I don't know, but I ain't got time. Hold on. Let me say something. Thank you to Main Lion. It says, hungry hyenas selling hoe cakes for housing. Man, you can't make this shit up. Hungry hyenas looking for honey buns in housing. You can't make it up, the Main Lion. You know, it's really real in the field. But let me say this, y'all. Okay, because a lot of men are fed up and done. I've heard women as young as, how old was they? 28? Yeah, they were like 27, 28. They said when they were 20, I want to say she said she was 22. It was this guy and they were the same age. He was very marriage minded. You know, he was the old school, old fashioned type of young man that was like, look, you know, I want to get married. I want to have my family by, you know, 25, you know, this and the third. And I'm saying he had his whole life mapped out. Hear me out, y'all. I'm not making this shit up. Because I'll be watching Story Time. Oh, I used to watch Story Time. You know, the little girls talking, you know, about their life stories and shit. And she said, this young brother, they was the same age. He said he had his whole life mapped out to a T. He had his career in order. You know, he was working and everything, which was something she had a problem with, right? Because she said she was young and turnt, and she didn't like how, you know, he prioritized his work like that. Like, she wanted to go out and party, but he was like, nah, babe, you know, I got to work tonight. You know, I'm working a double. I'm trying to get the money up, get the money stacked, this and the third. And she didn't like that, you know, because, again, we young. I ain't, well, why you so worried about money and all that? So she was mad about that. But she said she did like the fact that when she needed something, he was able to provide it for her. So she liked that element of it, but she didn't like that all of his time was being consumed by him working. But that's what you got to do. You know what I mean? Especially if by the time you're 30, you're trying to be set. The fuck? But anyway, she said that he was the perfect gentleman, the perfect man. The only thing was she felt like he was moving too fast because they were still young. And she didn't like that he was consumed with work. She said, looking back at the age of 28, she's not even 30 yet. She said she really regrets letting that young brother go. Because she sees him on Facebook with his wife and his kids, and he's well put together. I'm telling you, like, I think she said his wife was a doctor or something. Like, he has the picture perfect family, the picture perfect life. And she said she could not help but to think that could have been me, that should have been me. But again, I was young, lit, and turned. Now here she is at 28, which is still, you know, relatively young, but just think about it. She could have had everything already solidified by now. She could have had her good quality man or family, you know, somebody to take care of her. She could have had all of that. And the whole purpose is for a man to do all of that hard work while he is young. That way, by the time he is, you know, approaching 30 or in his 30s and 40s, stuff like that, he'll be able to, you know, kind of relax, kind of chill. So, yeah, his time was being consumed with work while he was 22. But you see him now at 28? She said she's sick about that. Sick. So can you imagine women much older than 28? Looking back on the shoulda, coulda, been, shoulda, coulda, wouldas of their lives? Like, damn. That shit has to be heartbreaking. And something that I can say that I appreciate about now is the fact that I am starting to see a lot of the younger women kind of wake up earlier, right? So this young lady, she's only like 27, 28, and she woke up to this reality, you know, so to where it was like, damn, I kind of should have did that, you know, because I did all that partying and, you know, having my quote unquote whole phase, and for what? You know, like, I had nothing to really show for it now. Could have had all of that secured by now, but look at me. Now you're having to play catch up, having to hurry up, having to play cleanup when you already had it. And I hear this all the time from our brothers. Y'all always say a lot of the women out there already were introduced to their husbands, but they fumbled them. And y'all absolutely correct. Perry says, modern ladies, real women, only care about D&M, definition, dick and money. They choose men they open their legs to, not men that gets on one knee for them. Hashtag strong and independent man 2025. Whoopsie. Now, Perry, you did not have to come through eating them up like this. Hold on. Thank you, Terenzo. It says, new word, they're hungry. Here y'all go. Not the hungry hyenas. Man, y'all playing already. Y'all better get my damn lights up. I'm going to check in a second. Hold on. Thank you, Daniel. It says, hypergamy serves no purpose for women. Wake the hell up, modern women. I ain't going to say all that, though, Daniel. Y'all know I'm going to be real with y'all, right? I'm never going to see, this is what they try to paint me out to be. Daniel is a panderer. And say, oh, no, hypergamy is so bad. Being hypergamous is so bad. No woman should ever be hypergamous. It's so bad. You should go and get with a man that is way beneath you and way below you and build him up and, you know, submit to him. No, I'm not doing that, Daniel. Okay, I wouldn't be your real little big sis if I said some shit like that. So I'm never going to say that hypergamy serves no purpose. It absolutely does. A woman being hypergamous helps her to have, again, that stability and security that she needs. You know, as women, it's in our nature to look for a man that is better off than us in whatever facet of life you want to imagine. Whether that be him being more intelligent than us, more financially stable than us, more educated than us, you name it. But yes, I'm not ever going to say that hypergamy serves no purpose. Yes, if a man has more money than you, he's going to be able to provide you with a better lifestyle and a standard of living that you can provide for yourself. If a man has more intelligence than you, he's going to be able to properly guide you and lead you. If a man has more whatever, like, so a man having more than you is absolutely beneficial. Okay, so I'm sorry, Daniel, but I can't get behind what you just said in this super chat, all right? No. It's in our nature as women to be hypergamous. But what did I say earlier, Daniel? I said we are GMO, genetically modified modern day creatures when it comes to hypergamy, when it comes to our nature, right? To where we'll be it, but it's to a fault, it's to a detriment. So the ways in which a lot of these modern women, quote unquote, Daniel, make hypergamy to be this bad thing is by not appreciating the man that they have already. Their hypergamous to a fault, to where it's like, yeah, he has more than me, but what I need to do is find me a bigger and better man than him that has even more than him and me, and then monkey breath to him. So it's an ongoing chase of being a hypergamous hoe that makes it a bad thing. But hypergamy in and of itself is not bad at all. Okay, and I hope that makes sense. All right. So, yeah, you want to have a man that is able to provide more for you than you can do on your own. Like, that's just what it is as a woman. However, do not become this, again, needy, greedy, hypergamous hoe to where you're always in search of the next best thing. Like, oh, well, he has more than you, so let me go over here. Oh, but he has more than him, so let me go over here. Oh, but yeah. And then never also, Daniel, get into this mode of taking advantage and taking for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a man is giving you a better lifestyle that you could give to yourself, you know, appreciate that man, pour into that man so that he can continue to provide, that he can continue to pour into you and have a stable, sturdy foundation. But if you're just stripping from him, you know, and not replenishing him, that foundation is going to be bound to collapse. So that is where they make being hypergamous this bad thing. But it's actually not. Thank you, Successful. It says, nothing left in the field but scarecrows. No thanks. Lord have mercy. Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Fellas, put a 2 in the chat if y'all feel like ain't too many good women out there. Put a 3 in the chat if it's like, no, they still out there, you know, and I'm going to find me one. And then put a 1 in the chat if it's like, you don't care. Like, I don't care if they good or bad. I'm going to be by myself. Let me know. All right. Thank you, Successful says, that food was for her baby daddy. Okay, on that note. Yes. Can you come and collect a Successful MD? We are going to put him in the holding cell for 10 minutes. Yes, that's him. Okay, thank you so much. Over. All right, Successful. Let's see what food you have in the holding cell, all right? Because we are not coming to play games with you. Don't do this, okay? Do not do this. I came on here live with y'all, you know, trying to give y'all some insight and some clarity about what's going on, help some women out, give some men some tips and tricks. That's all I came to do. So don't come on here then, Successful, making me regret going live because you want to talk about, you know, her baby daddy, Pookie, you know, having a to-go play. Let's just not do that, okay? Okay. Thank you, Skinny Boy. I don't know why you changed your name. I'm going to always call you Skinny Boy. It says, I got you a walkie-talkie for Christmas. Yours is janky. Oh, is that so? Okay. Yes. Come and also collect a Highway 20 Skinny, aka Skinny Boy. No holding cell for him. Come and actually take him to cell block 5. Yes, the one with no heat. Okay, thank you so much. Over. All right. Let's see how janky your cell is, skinny boy, with no heat and it's cold as fuck outside. Let's do that. The fuck? Thank you, Chris. It says, okay, I got that one. I think I'm caught up. Let me go to the bottom. They just always want to come in here playing with me, and I'm so sick of it. Like, I want to lock your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't come in my chat on some bullshit. Because, yes, I still got the officers on deck. Carl got the three, okay? It says one and two. I'm done. Say goodbye to the good guy. Lord, Terenzo got a two, right? Dr. Steel got a three. Two, yeah, the boys will come get your ass. Do not play with me. Do not play with me. You going to Africa? Lord, Clarence says 2.5 sounds right, but who can tell? Crazy. How can this say? This shit is not funny. Demon got a two. I got a three. She is good for me if she respects me. I respect that. Okay, okay. One and two. Okay. Okay, I feel y'all. See a lot of threes. See a one. All right. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Ain't shit funny, UFO. It's just not. But yeah, I mean, and see, that's why I go so hard, you all. Look at all these damn twos. The reason why I go so hard, you all, is because I see the writing on the wall. Like, they keep talking about 2030 and all of this. And I cannot help but to take heed to the fact that this shit is happening now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff is happening right now in real time. We're not even having to wait. You know what I'm saying? To see, oh, okay, well, pretty soon, a lot of these women are going to be alone and childless and homeless and, you know, like, working to the damn bone to make ends meet. Like, it's that bad already. So I can just only imagine what it will look like 5 years from now. I don't think I want to imagine. And so I try my best to call these things out and bring it to the forefront. That way we can have some kind of, I don't know, preventative measure to get things back how they need to be before it's too late. Because it's looking really bad, y'all. Like, even the good men, you can tell it's a solid brother. You know what I mean? It's not too many men out there that would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, I went to the bathroom, making sure, you know, I ain't had no boogers and making sure I was, you know, cool, breath didn't stay. You know, I did all that. And when I came into the table, the bitch ordered five or four, what did he say it was? Appetizers? Yeah, and it was $80. And, you know, I asked her, you know, was that all we're going to eat was, you know, the appetizer? She said, no. Like, there's not too many brothers out there who would have let that shit ride. You know what I'm saying? If, let me put it like this, it's so bad today with men having standards, having boundaries and respect for themselves and not letting nobody play in their fucking face. These men would have said, bitch, you did what? You ordered what? I wasn't even here. How do you even know I'm wanting to eat that? So you just ordered some shit without my consent, without getting my feedback or input on it. A lot of guys would have said, bitch, oh, the date is over. We're in that time. We're in that time to where men like, no, bitch, you're not going to play with me like that. Are you serious? You spent damn near $100 on appetizers and I wasn't even present. And you know I'm going to pay for this shit because I'm a man. Or you're at least thinking that I'm going to pay for this shit because I'm a man. Right? A lot of guys would have said, nah, bitch, this is done. Yeah, you did too much. You overstepped your boundaries. Nah, this day cannot continue. They would have left her ass right there. So for this brother to be like, ah, yeah, I ate the food. You know, it wasn't about the money. I paid for it. But yeah, I was done after that. Bitch, you was lucky to have that. And so I'm saying that to really illustrate the fact that even the solid stand-up brothers that's going to give y'all grace and give y'all a chance, or like, nah, bitch, I'm done. Like, y'all running even them off. Because not a lot of men would have did that. Not in 2025. Come on now, y'all. Let's be clear. Let's be honest. A lot of brothers been like, man, bitch, you, nah. You ordered that shit. I ain't had no feedback on it. So for him to be a gentleman, to be like, yeah, I'm gonna still pay for that. And yeah, I enjoyed the food. It actually was good. You know, it was cool, but I ain't gonna take her out again. Girl, you know you fucking a good man. Thank you, Haka. It says, if you go to a decent place and have decent food and focus on getting to know the other person, if it doesn't work out, no one's too mad and no one's wallet hurts. Facts. You know, but let's be real, Haka sis. A lot of these chicks, they're not thinking about that. They're thinking about, okay, how can I capitalize? How can I have leverage? How can I take advantage? Like, that's what it is. They don't give a fuck about, you know, it being a mutual type of ordeal to where he's getting some out of it, I'm getting some out of it, we get to know each other. Like, I don't care to get to know him. What does he have to give to me? That's all. And that's why men are done. Yeah, oh, mozzarella head assholes. Haka again says, personally, I think a woman shouldn't try to go on an extravagant place and get the most expensive food. You don't know that man, and he don't owe you that. I agree with that. Like, it should be this instance of us trying to get to know each other. And that's what he said. You know, he said, I'm trying to get to know you, and you trying to get to know the damn menu, bitch. Like, what the fuck? So, I really don't have a problem with men, like I said earlier, taking their time, getting to know a woman. And I also don't have a problem with men not wanting to do all of these over-the-top first dates. You know what I'm saying? Or date at all, to be honest with you. Until that woman is your woman like that, then I can see, you know, you trying to do something extra special. But us just getting to know each other, no, I'm not going to put that on somebody. I'm not. We're not even exclusive. You know, so, I mean, I get it. And clearly it's other women out here that get it too, because Haka gets it. But it's way too many women out here who are not like that, who are, again, just broke, hungry, selfish, greedy, and needy. Thank you, Perry. It says 2025 is going to be the year that all men who are looking for a wife will leave the U.S. and be happy or find happiness. The disrespect towards men is and will be no longer tolerated. Ooh, bars. And we see that. We see that right now today. A lot of the men are walking away. And somebody said something else earlier I want to elaborate on. Let me see. Why come I can't see it? Okay, here it is. Fam Thunder. Let me see. I think it was successful when he said, you know, something about dating today for Western women being a finesse. It really is. And to me, that's very unfortunate because we do live in this time to where a lot of chicks are not really trying to get to know a man. We're not really trying to have a genuine, pure connection. It really is about that bank account, you helping me, you propping me up. And if I can use you, then I'm gonna use you. Period. If I can finesse you, I can finesse you. So long story short, it's not this instance of me wanting to fall in love. Ain't no love in this shit no more. As for crying out loud, you all, we have women out here as femininity coaches teaching women not to even marry for love. Like, introducing love into a relationship is just like, for what? Bitch, where them dollars at? That is the basis of our marriages today. And I'm not completely opposed to it, you know, because again, I'm going to be real with you. I'm never going to pander to you. Yes, women need stability, security. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to knock a man having money. However, I really do feel in my heart of hearts that love needs to have or be a part of that foundation. It should be the most important puzzle piece in that, including the money. It should never just be the money. Like, it's so bad, you all. I'm not lying to y'all. Like, it's really this instance of prostituting yourself out to the highest bidder. Like, that is what marriage is. That is relationship. That is what being a feminine woman is. Like, it's like, okay, fuck love. Fuck how you feel about this man. You know, fuck whatever. It's about the dollar bills, right? And all that other shit is all that other shit. Shit, I'll try to grow to love him. And if I never end up loving him, oh, the fuck well. I'll just, you know, milk him dry. And when I get bored and tired of him, I'll move on to the next. Like, that's what we're dealing with. And I feel like that is a recipe for disaster, which is also a reason why we don't mind filing for divorce so damn fast. Because I don't love this nigga anyway. I don't like this nigga anyway. So the moment that something comes up to where he falls off, or the money ain't money and how it used to it, like, nigga, fuck you and fuck this. But if you have a woman that genuinely loves this man, values this man, she's not going to be so quick to leave like that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, shout out to you, Perry. I appreciate it. Y'all drop the salutes in the comments for Perry. Johnny says, coffee date is planting the first seeds. You know what else, Johnny? A lot of these chicks also don't realize that by them completely throwing that man away based upon a, let's say, how can I put this? Modest first date. They're really kind of dropping the ball and fumbling with that, because little do they know, these men actually have a lot more in store for these women. But since you threw me away because you thought that my date was too cheap, or you thought that, you know, I didn't spend enough money, or you didn't like this, or you didn't like that, you never even got the opportunity to get introduced to what that man really did have to offer to his woman. You know? So I agree with Johnny when he said, look, we're just planting the seeds. We're just trying to see where this can grow. But can we start here first? And then once we have a rapport, once we have a connection and all that, then we can start doing the most. But you're not even my woman yet. Like, clearly these chicks are taking advantage. Like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to get my lunch for today and tomorrow. So no, I'm not going to do the most. Hold on. Let me go to the bottom and work my way up. Yeah, y'all got the salutes. We appreciate it. Super duper dope. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, I see the salutes. Hold on. Y'all see y'all saying facts. Y'all know I'm speaking nothing but facts. Okay. Okay. Johnny says, no love, just prenup. Prenup. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much, Perry. Perry says, it's funny that the stats show what's wrong between men and women today, and still the facts about it proves that modern women don't listen to us men. Logic defeats feelings. This will be the great divide between man and woman for the future. Ooh, bars. Bars. Y'all got the chocolate bars in the chat for Perry too. Hold on. Thank you, Dusty, with your dusty ass. It says the Christmas tree don't in my maybe say don't fit. Here you go, clown. I'm gonna lock your ass up too with your dusty ass. He says the Christmas tree don't fit in my 4-bedroom Altima. Free skinny. The 4B movement is real. Bald, broke, begging, and big bag. He should have took her to the factory. I'll finesse her with these who? Turquoise 10s? Talking about free skin. You about to be locked up with his ass. Hold on. Yeah, come and collect Dusty Jones. Put him in the hole. Yeah. Yeah, he's in the Altima with the bullet holes in it. Yep, that's him. Okay, thank you. Over. Now, hopefully somebody come and free your ass. The fuck? Thank you, It's Over Gaming. It says, why does this girl take my words out of context? Who? Who got, look, don't get locked up. Who are you talking about? Thank you, Johnny. It says, okay, I got that one. Thank you, Eugene. It says, this situation falls under the umbrella of, I want it now. I don't want to put in the work for it. Facts. Okay, am I caught up? I believe so. Okay. Okay. Damn, y'all be clowning. Y'all, look. Y'all see the chocolate bars. Look, it's bad. And I need us to really wake this shit up before it gets way too out of... No, don't free Dusty. Dread, not Mike. I would hate to lock you up because you one of my good crown heads. So let's not. Hold on. Yeah, silly. It was something I wanted to elaborate on. Hold on. Y'all ain't clowning. Look, but y'all know they be clowning. Okay? Y'all see the chocolate bars. Yeah, dope detention. The fuck? Like, share, and subscribe. And stop playing with us. Y'all know what? That's my cue to wrap this up. Y'all playing. Y'all playing. Anyway, y'all. I thought I would come on here with y'all and break this down briefly, you know, because y'all playing too much. Y'all talking about bald head, ultimate. I just can't. Thank you, Terenzo. It says, are you putting them in the hole or the hole? Terenzo, you too? Yep, that's my cue. I'm done with y'all. Yep. Even my good crown hair is acting a fool? Shit. I'm out. I'm done. I'm done with it. Done with it. Yep. And my white tee. Because y'all know how to fucking act right. I want to say this before I wrap this up. I really want us as women to do better about how we are conducting ourselves, how we are treating these men, because the way that we are going about this is just so counterproductive and destructive. Taking advantage of men that clearly have an interest in you, that clearly are trying to get to know you, that are clearly looking for something serious, like it's a recipe and a setup for disaster, because by us even turning those men off, y'all are going to have no fucking body left. Ladies, start calling out these women for doing shit like this, because it gives all of y'all a bad reputation. It makes men side eye all of you all, even the quote unquote good ones, because y'all don't be saying shit. Y'all don't even be correcting this shit. Y'all don't even be calling it out. Please start doing so before it's entirely too late. And it's looking like it's getting worse. Anyway, y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I look forward to seeing what y'all got to say in the comments. Fellas, let me know how y'all feel about this. Are you somebody that is still in search for your woman? Are you giving up on it? Are you going overseas? Let me know, all right? Have you been taken advantage of, all right? Has somebody ever used you for a free lunch? All right, let me know, okay? Ladies, I know y'all are from the damn clouds, but just ask yourself these questions. Am I being a solid, authentic woman, or am I just trying to take advantage of a man and use him and then complain about there not being any good men out there? Ask yourself, are you a part of the problem? And if you are, fix that shit. Look around you. Look at your sisters. Ask yourself, are they a part of the problem? And if they are, correct their ass, because this is not it. 2030 is looking like 2025 real quick. I love y'all. I respect y'all. I thank you all. I should pull back up with you all maybe tomorrow. I may have an upload for y'all tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'm very busy tomorrow. I got an event to go to. So, yeah, it might be a little busy. So, I may have an upload. But y'all let me know how y'all feel about this. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I appreciate you all so very much for pulling up with me on very little to no notice. Very impromptu style. Y'all are dope, okay? Period. All right. But I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Much love and peace to my crown heads.